from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Happy Friday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. That's in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Got a 3-man junk show getting you through till Monday. Right. Your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter. At Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Also on the show today, Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday to you, sir. John Paul Flame still in the Bahamas last time I checked. But Eric Bickle's still here. He's about to depart for vacation, yeah, I believe, tomorrow.
No, we're actually doing a weird Sunday to Sunday bit.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
Ideal.
Got it.
But the house that we procured was a Sunday to Sunday rental. I prefer the Saturday to Saturday, to be honest.
Going way back, didn't Jerry Stackhouse have an altercation with somebody when there was a mix-up?
I think so.
On the house.
Like a rental.
I think so.
Yeah, it became heated. And
maybe. A buddy of mine owns a place in Long Beach Island, and he rents his out Friday to Friday. Oh. He says people love it because you get there kind of before everybody. You kind of beat the rush a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
But I haven't really encountered that many Friday to Friday deals.
So you going Sunday to Sunday? I think you're going to dodge a lot of traffic too, because I think the bulk of the people hopping on 95 are doing Saturday to Saturday.
I dodge the traffic because I leave so early. I mean, literally, I leave at like 4:35.
I generally do too, but like I always hit it on the way back, and then I have to drive through roads I've never.
You're going to get traffic either day
in Virginia.
Yeah, I think you get traffic either day. If you leave, honestly, we leave the beach the same time. We leave like at 5 in the morning.
I do the same.
Yeah.
It couldn't be darker when I leave.
Yes.
There's not another soul on the island when I depart.
Yeah.
And it's very depressing, but that's kind of the way I do it.
Some people, I guess, they might try to stretch out that day and then leave in the evening. No, we just leave at the crack of dawn.
I've never tried that because like our checkout time is like 10 or 11 o'clock.
Right.
Like, I mean, are you really going to stay so you can go to the beach like for 1 hour and then, no, it just doesn't make sense.
No, some people do that.
No, they stay all day. They just stay all day at the beach and maybe at the pool they shower.
They just linger all day. Yeah.
And then you can like do one of the outdoor showers to rinse off and everything.
Right.
And a lot of people do that if they went to the week for the week or the weekend and they got rain all week. You didn't get much beach time.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. I haven't even looked, because it's always kind of daunting when I look. We tend to go like hurricane season. You can't go until like swim and dive is over. So it's like hurricane season. So it's always a little daunting. But at the end of the day, more often than not, at least in the Outer Banks, it might rain a little bit every day. But for the most part, it goes and then you can and still enjoy the day.
Yeah. Quick
it's rare. It's rare that you have those all day just
ruined.
Yeah, it
doesn't happen a lot.
Might happen one day in the week.
Yeah.
But it doesn't usually happen, thankfully. The one thing I will say
is, are you going to Kill Devil Hills by any chance?
No. Oh,
okay.
We're going to Corolla.
Oh, Corolla. Okay.
Why was in Kill Devil?
Well, I'm just looking at the weather forecast.
What are they? I mean, what are they
going to
tell me?
Mid-80s, chance of showers, 30%.
Showers like every day.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. You're out there and all of a sudden a storm clouds come.
Yeah.
I finally have seen some of these overhead shots lately where I think I could identify, Valdez, I've never really been good at this, identify the rip currents.
Oh,
you know how where they have the gaps in the waves?
Yeah.
I've never really kind of known what to look for, but now I know.
Mm. Okay,
although we always like to be near the lifeguards. So that if my kids are struggling, they can go in there and get them.
Yeah, where I go, there are zippy lifeguards, and I don't think I've ever encountered a rip current.
You haven't?
Luckily.
I've been fortunate.
I don't think the seas where I am further south
are
as rough as they are in the Outer Banks.
It's pretty mild. Hoping I'm not seeing any shark. I just read a story about a woman whose calf got part of her calf got bitten by a bull shark. Are bull sharks notoriously
bull
angry?
Bull sharks, very aggressive.
They are.
Don't mess
angry.
With them.
I am the show de facto shark expert. Bull sharks are aggressive.
And I'm sure you saw the video with 2 days ago of the whale that popped up the on that fishing boat.
The whale that breached
the boat.
I think it was off the coast of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Where somebody was videoing it and
they hightailed it out of there, right?
that guy was like, I'm not waiting for that whale to jump onto my boat.
Right.
I saw it jump onto that boat and it knocked, I think, two people off the boat and into the water.
No, they were okay.
I think
I'm
they
assuming.
Were fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the whale isn't by nature aggressive. It's just sometimes they just jump out of the water, and if there's a boat in the way, so be it.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I was anywhere near that, I would have diarrhea. I would have diarrhea.
It is amazing to see something
instantly.
Like that in person. I saw whales when I was out in California for my kids' field hockey trips, however long ago that was, 10, 12 years ago. And to see them live and in person is impressive. Now, I didn't see them that close, but just to see them come out of the water and to see the size of those animals,
mm-hmm.
it just blows you away when you see it in person.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, it didn't flop over on the boat that we were on, and the boat that we were on was much bigger and more substantial than that hoopty that it jumped on in New Hampshire. But it still makes you think. You're like, oh, what's swimming around out here that we can't see underneath the surface?
I'm hoping I can dodge the $1,000 charter trick or whatever.
Do you usually get roped into that one?
I don't usually, but we did it the last
fishing
time.
Trip.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can dodge it because it wasn't very fruitful the last time. I think we literally caught one at the very end.
Mm.
We caught a little of those little bait fish things, but to catch
sure.
a big one
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
we didn't catch one until the very end.
I think my kids now have, after the trip in Costa Rica, where it was searing heat for 4 hours. And we had one fish that got reeled in. I think
they're over it.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? We've done it. We've done enough charters. We had a good time on them, but sometimes it's very hit or miss.
It is hit or miss.
Yeah,
and those guys definitely want you to catch because they want you to come back.
Of course,
they definitely want you to. They're trying.
Yeah,
our captain was on top of that thing. He was flying all over the place trying to find fish.
They're doing their damnedest to give you a good experience.
But I think I'm gonna. Well, I'm definitely not gonna bring it up. But then you know what the younger kids like to do. Now, the younger kids now, they're getting up there. They're 14, 15. It's not like they're 7 and 8 anymore. They still like to go to the pier and fish.
Right.
But that's a pain in the ass, too, because you got to rent all the rods.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to help every kid. And I don't know what I'm doing.
A lot cheaper than the 1,000, though.
It is, but there's nothing more boring to me than standing on a pier and waiting to catch some little 4-inch fish.
And it's butt hot. There's no shelter from the heat and the sun just bearing
Not
down
really.
On you.
Yeah. I'm hoping to avoid the go-karts. That's just a waste of money.
Valdez, he's hoping to avoid
What do you do on vacation?
He wants to
go to the beach.
He wants to drink on the beach for 7 hours.
I want to drink, play country music.
Bung, bung, beach.
I want to play...
bags?
No, not...
You want to play spike ball.
I like spike ball more than bags.
Okay.
I will do some bags just to play with my kids.
Yeah.
But spike ball I'm big on. I want to pass the volleyball with my daughters. And drink and listen to country music. Just rinse and repeat and do that every day.
I played spike ball a few times. I get tired of that after about 5 minutes.
Hey,
I'm like, you know, I've had enough.
We have vicious
I'm sure.
bragging rights. Yeah. I mean, my kids were flying around.
Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you take your putter and you can make a makeshift green?
on the wet sand.
Take the sand, you mat it down, and you can make a little mini golf course.
I am thinking about bringing my one club trainer, which I think is the greatest swing training aid out there. I'm influencer, yeah.
Yes, please do that.
Our club at Norbeck has rights, or we're part of the invited club or whatever with that Currituck Golf Club.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
All right, it's right there in Corolla.
Ah.
But I don't know if I want to bring my clubs.
Just bring a couple.
Don't bring a couple.
Don't bring your whole bag. You mean to play a full round? Yeah, I thought you meant to.
Because I don't think
swing.
I want to wait. Like, I don't.
He doesn't
want to
waste the beach
often.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, I don't really want to waste a beach day to go play golf. Some course I don't even know. I don't know.
Some rando stranger.
Well, I'd bring my son.
Okay. Well, you've never brought your clubs down to the
Outer Banks. No. I haven't. No.
Yeah, you're not going to start this year.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
But, yep, Sunday to Sunday, cakes.
There you have
it. Doing the bet.
Mm.
I did cave and have a drink last night. I said
oh,
I was going to. Yeah.
You threw in the towel.
Well, because I took a massive nap and I just get scared that I'm not going to be able to fall asleep.
Mm.
Ah.
I came home. I couldn't help it. I just, all of a sudden, I'm laid out on the couch.
I mean, so you were trying to do like a week without booze before you head to the beach?
Yeah, because it's going to be heavy drinking.
So you want to do some detox pre heading in. Okay.
Do you bring all of the booze with you or do you buy it down there?
I bring
most of it.
Yeah. Then need a reload.
You
like,
have a
on
little
Wednesday.
Mini trailer filled with Scotty's vodka. I'm not
a lot of vodka. I'm not a fancy guy. I can have vodka and, whiskey.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need.
I was about to mix some Scotty's vodka with a Celsius before bed the other day. My daughter's like, what are you doing? That's like, it's going to keep you up all night. I was sleeping on the fact that Celsius is like an energy drink, and it's like drinking two cups of coffee.
It offsets because that's why it's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the alcohol depresses you, slows you down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Celsius, so your heart doesn't know what to do.
So then I pivoted and mixed the Scotty's vodka with some zero sugar ginger ale. And it was delicious. It was so good.
Is that a thing, ginger ale and vodka?
In his house, it was
a couple nights ago.
You know, some people do like Coke and vodka.
Haven't heard that.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah.
I think they.
That sounds terrible.
I tried it once. It wasn't horrible. I think people do it because they think that the vodka maybe is like less calories.
Yeah.
Than the whiskey or bourbon or whatever.
Yeah. The darker liquor.
I know this is. I'm not trying to get fast forward summer, but I'm already semi looking forward to going to the Scotty's Vodka tailgates at the University of Maryland. I think they have banger tailgates. I've never been. I need to go to one
for
football games.
All these years, you've never been to a tailgate in Maryland.
No, I've been to tailgates. I've never been to Scotty's Vodka hosted tailgate.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Which is like a big rager.
Has that been a thing like the last couple of years?
I think it's been a thing.
Yeah, I was unaware.
Now you know.
I tell you, yesterday I caught up on Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
dude, it's the best show on television.
It's so good.
I know
the off season version is so much better than the training camp
version. It's just so good because you're getting all the background. And I thought I'd only missed two episodes. No, I had missed three.
Oh.
And so when that fourth episode came up, literally it was heaven.
Right.
I was like, oh my god, I get another hour of this.
How many are there? There's six.
I think there's six or eight, probably six.
Yeah.
So I've seen four. I think I'm up to date.
Yeah. Yeah, you are up to date. So only been four released.
And dude, man, like they're bringing in Jaden Daniels and Adunze and Marvin Harrison and
Neighbors.
JJ. And they're bringing them all in. They're interviewing them. You're getting to see what the interviews are really like.
Yeah.
Like you've heard what they're like, but you're actually getting to see what they're like.
They love to say that Malik Neighbors is a dog.
Yeah.
He's got dog in him. They love to say that.
Yeah.
Dable.
It is. I'm telling you, man. I actually like the guys too. Like I like Joe Shane or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Joe Shane,
the GM. Somebody tweeted me. Oh yeah, that you could see through his BS. I don't think he's a BSer. He seems. I don't know if he's good or bad, but he seems like a decent guy. I like him.
Seems like it. I mean, who knows what he's like off camera? But
he seems like a decent guy.
I think if the Giants, win five or six games and Saquon Barkley goes for 1,500 total yards.
Well, he'll be in trouble.
John Mayer is going to walk in and hand him his pink slip.
John Mayer was definitely hilarious. I respect the hell out of him, though, because he goes in there. He's anxious. he has misgivings about all this stuff. And then he just walks out and
he just shakes his head. in his sleeveless vest and he just kind of ambles down the hallway.
He lets his guys do their thing. So they're going to either slit their own throats or they're going to, you know, be set up for decades.
Yep.
You got to respect it, man.
Sure.
It's not like working for Dan, who's not, you know, it's a totally, I got to tell you, it made me kind of like the Giants. And oh my God, I would not want to be Daniel Jones. They have no confidence in him.
Zero.
No.
I mean, Dable's like, he'd do anything to move up to get Jaden or somebody.
He's so desperate for Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
He's so thirsty for Jaden.
I mean, he just
Drake
like,
May.
He's just begrudgingly, all right, I guess we're going to build up the offensive line.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to get him a weapon.
We're going to protect our $40-plus million asset.
We're going to get him a weapon. And this kid gets hurt all the time. And, oh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
They do not love him.
Yep.
I got to catch up on that one, too. I missed the last episode.
Yeah, it's a weekend. You got plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it today.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. The Nats got no hit and more. We'll get into that next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.